though, but before that, it is more earth changes. We are going to have a continuation of more flooding, and I mean massive flooding, and again, in more than one state. You know that the hurricanes are going to continue. They're going to be stronger. We are going to have a Category 5. There is going to be even more tornadoes, all right? Massive destruction this next year. Now, I had mentioned about the economy, and I was right about the gasoline prices. I was right about the crude oil prices, and I was right about, and when I said it, everybody thought I was crazy. I said that we were going to be in Iraq for the next 10 years.
Yes.
Well, lo and behold, just a couple of weeks ago, what have they been talking about?
Maybe 12 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I am going to reiterate, yes, we are not going to get in Iraq. This thing is going to spread. I also mentioned Saudi Arabia. I was worried about terrorist attacks in Saudi Arabia. And lo and behold, last week, what are they saying? Be very careful. They are now getting, what would you call
threats.
It?
Threats.
Threats, okay, that this is going to happen. I am in fear of the royal family. I feel that they need to be protected. So if and when, and I feel more when, Saudi Arabia has this kind of attacks that's been going on in London, I want to see the Saudi family being protected. Oil prices are going to hit $61 a barrel, and gasoline prices are going to go over $3 at the pump. I had mentioned I was worried about people as far as homes were concerned because interest rates are going to start going up, and they have. I said loss of jobs. You've been hearing nothing but massive layoffs. And even though they are trying to talk about the economy being stable, if you will go to foreclosures.com, you will see that there has been a 20% increase since last year in just the first 6 months of this year.
That's huge.
And that's in New York, California, and Vegas, just to name three. Now, these foreclosures are going to continue. And so, again, people want adjustable rate mortgages. As these interest rates go up, as these layoffs continue, they're going to be in trouble. And so I don't like what I am seeing, and I feel that there is going to be a major stock downturn.
How big a downturn?
I'm looking at October. You know, in November, I had said that if the stock market dropped to 10,001 something, which it did on April the 13th.
Mm-hmm. Bounced back a little bit. It's around 10.5 or
right,
something now.
I said they would prop it up again. But then in October, because I gave a 30 to 36 month period of time on the economy, look for October, you're going to get another warning. The stock market is going to again drop. When if it goes below 9,000, get prepared, people. We're in trouble.
Jeez.
Now, one more thing. And I deal with elements. I deal with nature. I have my altar open every night. And I deal and use nature and the elements. I have mentioned several times on our show that either the element of earth or the element of fire had been called into action. All four elements are now firing.
Is that unusual?
Very unusual. Any practitioner out there will back me up. If they're opening up the altar and they're calling upon one of the elements, they are having a very difficult time in controlling the power and the force and the vibration of it because it has been released. And that's telling me that what is happening with our weather is going to be extremely bad because all elements are firing.
And there's nothing we can do to control it, is there, Evelyn?
No. No.
We're stuck.
We're stuck. The only thing you can do a little to lessen would be possibly to put up a shield of protection, to do an awful lot of meditation and visualization rituals. That can lessen the damage. It can also heighten your intuition, tell you to get out of harm's way. And I'd say listen to your gut feeling and follow it.
So true. You know, when we first talked, very first time, fascinated by your history and your lineage and how you were taught the things that you now know. Was it your grandfather primarily, or was it also your grandmother, your parents? How did this all happen for you?
Well, I was born into a centuries-old family of practitioners of magic. And it was my grandfather at the time who started and I would say initiated me at 4 years old. As I grew older, naturally, my father would also have his two cents in. But he was more on the educational, academic end, and so he always wanted to have it proven, where my grandfather came from the tradition of this is what it is and this is how you handle it. And so I had the best of both worlds. And I think as I grew up, that's what made me really go toward the academic, because I too wanted to have the answers. And I remember not too long ago, you had interviewed the daughter of Dr. J.B. Rhine.
Yes.
From Duke University. Well, I want you to know I was one of the individuals who was experimented on and tested at Duke
you
University.
You were?
Yes. Foundation for the Research on the Nature of Man. Dr. J.B. Rhine, Dr. Levy, and Dr. Helmut Schmidt, who at that time, sir, was the person who started the random number generator and the random light generator. Those were the experiments beside the Zener cards and the remote viewing that we did at Duke in 1970 through 1972. In fact, it was because of J.B. Rhine that I founded the International Psychic Center in 1972.
Oh, small world. And 30 years later, Evelyn, they continue to use those kinds of experiments.
Yes. And I still have an original deck at home of the original Zener cards.
I remember when you told me you were a practicing witch, it floored me because I'd never talked really to a witch before. And but
I was also raised Roman Catholic. I'm an unusual witch.
Absolutely. And you hate evil.
Yeah, I'm a spiritual warrior. That's what I was raised to be.
I mean,
I fight evil, honey. That's what I do.
Well, we need more people like you because you're going to be working overtime, I'm afraid.
Well, thanks to you and Coast to Coast, you know that there are thousands of my students out there that now are excellent practitioners, and they are workers of the light and spiritual warriors themselves. And that's only because of Coast to Coast and you.
Let me ask you something. When I first came in to Coast to Coast, I was jumping up and down, wanting to do all these mind experiments and things like that. And our dear friends, you know, said, not a good idea. And he would let me know in a very indirect way, you're playing with fire, George. There are consequences to all these things that you do. And the more I got into it, the more problems occurred with those experiments. Now, I'm not saying it's not good for all of us, let's say collectively, to pray for peace or to think about peace and things like that. I don't think there are offshoots or ramifications to that. But when you start trying to play around with events and weather, I think there are consequences. My question, Evelyn, is why? Why can't they be controlled enough where you can stop a hurricane, you can blow out fires, for example, without having to worry about causing some other problem someplace else?
Well, to put it mildly, you can. What you're doing is not binding down the action not wanted, and that's what I always said to Art. If you're going to take the mass consciousness, the collective consciousness, and guide it and focus it like a laser beam all at the same time, then you can control its force and its direction, and you can bind down those consequences you do not want. So unless it's done properly, yes, you're going to have a backlash.
So I was the problem, basically.
The problem was you didn't finish the job. You didn't direct them all at once. And I even said, if ever you want to do that kind of an experiment, I'll be more than happy.
You got a deal.
Okay, to guide you, because I'll tell you how to do it right. And you must be very minute and very specific.
Can it be used for anything, Evelyn, or are there restrictions?
It can be used for everything. The restriction, sir, is the intent. Is it a good intent? See, when we're going to get into magic, the most important thing is intent. I get so angry at people out there who say, oh, the devil made me do it. No, You made a conscious choice, and you had the power and the knowledge to affect the change. If that was a negative, honey, you're the one that decided. Nobody else, you. So take responsibility for your action. Magic is neutral.
Well, let me ask you about that. The serial killer who has basically pled guilty. He hasn't been sentenced yet. Dennis Rader is his name. He's the BTK killer. They called it bind, torture, kill. You've got experience with law enforcement departments.
Yes.
He says when he was a young man, a young boy, that demons possessed him and they entered him and he was never able to stop. Is that true, or do you think he too just did it because he was a sick person or whatever?
If I would interview him and find out if indeed there were spirits that had entered into him and he at no time tried to get an exorcism, tried to get release from it, then there is a possibility, all right, that it can have taken him over and induced him to continue killing. But normally, people who deal in magic, I'm not talking about a serial killer.
All right.
I'm talking about people who go to an altar, who use an effigy, and who plan to do something harmful to another human being. They make that choice. Magic is neither black nor white. It is neutral. It is in the hands of the wielder of the power, whether it becomes a negative or a positive. So take responsibility for your action. I always say to my students, it's easy to be good when you don't have the tools to do otherwise. Magic will give you the tools. Now walk the path, stay in balance, because I guarantee you, you're going to be tested.
And what about all these things that we used to see in the movies? You'd see a witch who'd get an eye of a toad and a piece of hair from a person. And is that malarkey, or does that really happen?
Oh, that's the real thing. In fact, later when we get involved with essential oils and herbs and psychic self-defense, I'll be more than happy to explain it to you
okay.
in detail.
Okay, that'll be exact. How do you feel about some of these movies, Evelyn, that you see that portray witchcraft as very evil and very strange? And then you have the fun movies like Bewitched and things like that. But, I mean, how does that come across to you?
Well, always witchcraft has been portrayed on it as a negative. And only recently, thanks to medium, there have been psychic detective shows. They're now showing that you can use magic, witchcraft, and psychic abilities for the positive. So that gives me cause to be overjoyed.
And like you say, you raised a Catholic. Is witchcraft anti-religion?
No. No, it just really means the craft of the wise. What you're into is nature and the elements, the forces and the vibrations that God gave us. The nature and the elements belong to God. And so what you're doing is tapping into nature and its elements and using it as a tool in order to affect a change, to manifest into the physical plane of existence what you desire.
What makes you so tuned in to all this? More so than someone else? Is it training, genetics? What happened here?
Well, I'll have to say genetics certainly helped.
Absolutely.
All right, because of the heritage. I mean, you're talking over 1,000 years here. But as far as really learning magic, the way to start to learn magic is to discipline and train the mind. And the only way to do that, and I constantly feel like I'm a broken record, but it's meditation and visualization. Once you have learned, you have four brain wave frequencies, beta, alpha, theta, delta. When you are dealing in meditation and visualization, you are talking about alpha and theta. Now, alpha is like your creativity or imagination, and theta is like controlling the bodily functions. When you have the discipline of the mind, now you are able to not only heal the body, revitalize, rejuvenate the body, increase your memory, go into an altered state of consciousness, learn how to control your dreams, have dreams of where you can solve problems. Learn how to go into the mental workshop of your mind where you can speak to not only people in the physical plane, but also on the spiritual plane, to also be able to contact spirit guides. And that's only level one.
I want to talk with you about all of that and some magic when we come right back. Evelyn, by the way, was kind enough to send me some CDs, three of them. I'm going to play some little clips of them throughout the night. Pretty fascinating stuff. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And our guest tonight, Dr. Evelyn Paglini. What we will do later on, last hour, we'll open up the phone lines. You can ask her questions about witchcraft and magic. We're not going to do any personal readings. We won't have time for that. But you can talk with her when we come back later on at the end of this program. But when we come right back, we'll continue chatting with her about magic on Coast to Coast AM. Evelyn, I wanted to ask you about those fires that you see in the not-too-distant future caused by droughts, lightning, bombs. What do you think causes them?
That's what had me worried because I was looking at four or five states simultaneously on fire. And I felt that it wasn't all of a natural cause.
Not all natural. Of course, that could also mean, though, people lighting them.
Fighting, yeah, but yeah. Still, if people are lighting them, I don't think it's just people from here. Mm-hmm. I think it's being done deliberately. I think there's a plan going on because I keep seeing this sequence of numbers, and the sequence of numbers seems to be 4 and 6, and I don't understand it. Also, I think you had somebody on not too long ago that was mentioning August. I don't like August, September, and October.
Yes,
I feel very bad about those 90-day period of time. There's too much going on, and I feel too much of it's planned. Yeah,
there is some kind of a nuclear terrorism test in August in Charleston, South Carolina. And I'm a little concerned about it because every time we seem to be doing some kind of test, Evelyn, a real event occurs.
Yeah, and like I said, that 90-day period of time has me very worried.
Do you see the specific states, these five states? Can you name them?
I know that it's going to be as far as the fires. I saw California. I saw Oregon. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I saw Arizona, and I saw the Midwest.
Okay.
And it was just too much of it. It wasn't just an isolated area of those states. It was like, wait a minute, that's too many fires going on simultaneously in each of these states.
Well, they're starting to have droughts in the Midwest after a pretty rainy season earlier, so who knows what's going to happen.
All I know is that some of it's planned.
All right. Well, that's not good news.
Well, that's why I wanted to give a warning.
Let's talk a little bit about magic.
Huh?
First of all, you do fight evil. What is black magic, Evelyn?
There are practitioners out there who have taken the knowledge and the power that they have gained, and they use it to harm others, to subjugate others, and to interfere in the lives of not only people, but countries and politics, as well as, God, movies here in Hollywood and celebrities and black magic is black magic. You can block, stop, harm, kill, destroy, completely annihilate their health, their love life, their social life, their financial.
If you wanted to, not that you would, but if you wanted to, do you have that kind of power to do things like that to people?
Yes, sir.
I will never get on your bad side, Evelyn.
That's what Brad Stryker always says to me, and I've known him 35 years. He says, Evelyn, I love you, but I'd never want to be on the wrong side of you.
I don't blame you at all.
Quite honestly, though, what I do is I'm an educator. I do not do rituals for others. So please, all these people who call me and ask me to do a ritual for them, don't call me. I will educate you. I will teach you how to solve the problem. I'll design a ritual for you, and I'll teach you how to do it. But I don't do rituals for other people. And that's one thing I definitely, you know, want to get across.
Well, how do people start? How do they get going into something like this?
Really, quite honestly, training the mind. Meditation and visualization is the key. If you do not have the ability to focus your attention very minutely, very specifically, to go into an altered state of consciousness and to be able to focus your mind and then to visualize from beginning to end what you want, you're creating a thought form that will manifest in the physical plane. So to start, you must have an excellent trained mind, a disciplined mind, because when I do my rituals, I open up my altar usually after midnight, and I don't close it until between 4 and 5 a.m.
Why after midnight?
Most of the rituals that I do, if I'm going to be working on a subject, an individual, I want to make sure that they're in repose, because I can get into your psyche a lot faster, a lot quicker, when your chatter is silent. So I would never try to do a ritual during the day because you're in beta. I can't get through to you fast enough, quick enough, hard enough, strong enough. I can't plant my seeds, whether they be positive or negative.
I want to play a very short clip of one of your CDs called Mystical Blend. Can we do that?
Certainly.
We'll just play a real short clip, and then I'll have you explain a little bit of what you're doing here with this, Evelyn. Here we go.
Hello, this is Dr. Evelyn Paglini, and welcome to the Mind Dynamic Series. We're going to get involved today with relaxation, meditation, and visualization. You are going to get ready and have an awareness expanding experience. And remember, you are always in control.
Now this is just a small portion of that CD, Evelyn, but what are you trying to relax people or get them into a different mindset?
Yes, they're going to go what we call down into their levels. They are going to relax their entire body. Then they're going to relax their mind. They're going to go, as I had mentioned before, from beta into alpha. When they're in alpha, they are in the creativity and imagination state. Now they can get rid of all of their pressure, anxiety, tension, pain, headaches. Once they have calmed down the mind, relaxed the body, now they're going to be taught how to specifically visualize. Then they're going to be taught how to create the workshop of the mind. Here in the workshop of the mind, you are able to not only work on yourself, you can heal yourself, as I had mentioned before. You can revitalize, rejuvenate the body, increase your memory, remove pain. You can, I would have to say, is at first level, there you are able to communicate with spirit guides. You are able to go into inanimate and animate objects. You would be able to do a health workup on a person. And I don't mean by just looking at the aura of the person, but bringing in them to the workshop of the mind, their spirit, their energy, their essence. And there is a technique where if there is a malfunction or a disorder going on within the body, then lights will appear in those specific areas. So then you can tell that person to go to a doctor and make sure that they have that kind of a checkup. And again, that's just level one.
That's fascinating. Now, is it a form of hypnosis?
Of course it is.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, because it sounded relaxing. It sounded like that's the kind of mood to put someone in that kind of altered state.
But you see, once you do that, you're going to be able to heighten your awareness, heighten your intuition, and heighten your psychic ability. In fact, I would like your audience, if they would want, to get a paper and pencil, because I wanted to give a beneficial phrase. And if they do this beneficial phrase twice a day, like once in the morning, once at night, they are going to see very quick results in the increase of their powers and in their intuition.
Now, why would that work? Why would a phrase do this?
Because, again, once you get yourself into a relaxed state of mind, you are giving yourself a suggestion. And that suggestion is a seed that is planted, but one that is of a positive nature. Just like you can plant a seed of negativity. In other words, if I saw you in the morning and I said, gee, George, you don't look too good.
Yeah, I'd feel like that the whole day.
Right. And if I saw you again in the afternoon, are you sure you don't feel, you know, well, what we're doing.
You look tired, George.
Right. What you're doing this way is you are planting a seed in order to open up your intuition, your psychic ability. And so that's why the beneficial phrase will get you results.
Yeah, we'll do that at the top of the hour. We'll give everybody an opportunity to get the pen and paper. Is it a long phrase that they need?
Yes, it is a long phrase.
Okay. All right. So make sure you go get some pen and paper. Turn your lights on if you're in bed because you're going to write down this phrase. How did you get the phrase? Did you create it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's part of the Mind Dynamics series. I had sent you tape one.
Right.
And that is an entire development of the mind. And once you're able to do that, now you're ready to get into magic. Now you're ready to get into ritual. Now you're ready to get into nature and the elements. But you have now a foundation. You've trained your mind and you know what it is to go into an inanimate object. You know how it feels to go down to your levels, enter into the workshop of the mind, use the hospital workshop of your mind, or you have done your healings. I mean, you're trained, and so now ritual is necessary.
When witches give spells, they have these incantations. You know, they say these. Is that pretty similar to, like, this beneficial phrase that it does it do the same thing?
Yes, it does. But again, depending on the chant that they are using, they may be asking upon a deity. They may be calling upon a force and energy. They may be calling upon the old ones or the elders. So that's a little different.
Hans Christian King, Evelyn, has helpers that he summons up. He says they've been with him since he was a child. Does that work? Can you, at command, summon up these helpers, these spirit guides?
Yes, you can create a thought form or a familiar. Of course, there are ancient spirits and entities that you can call upon. There are deities that you can use, very definitely.
There is a concern about nukes going off in America. Can we collectively use all these powers of magic and thought to prevent this, or is that something that you just can't fight?
To me, I would give it a shot. We have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And it was done once before in England. In the Second World War, there was a call that was put out, and this can be researched by any of your audience members. There was a call that was put out to all the witches, and it went throughout Europe as well as here in the United States, and they collectively got together and went against Hitler.
Well, something works.
So it works.
And he was a strong believer in the occult.
Very much so. He like certain people today, are looking for the ancient secrets.
Saddam Hussein was one.
Yes.
Same thing. I mean, he would wear a special kind of necklace. I think he believed that there was some portal out there that he could go through. I think he felt he was invincible because of his belief in the occult.
That I have to agree, but there are many others that are far more dangerous than Saddam Hussein.
Oh, yeah.
And they, too, are after the same quest.
Can magic make an evil person just horrible? I mean, with incredible powers? Or does there come a point where good fights this automatically?
If there is not a person powerful enough to go up against him in the light, then yes, an evil person who has also gained these kind of powers is almost indestructible.
Now, that's not a good thought, Evelyn.
But it's the truth. And the one thing I've always said to Art, and I will say to you, I'll never lie to you. Yeah. I'll tell you about the dark side of magic. I always want to promote the positive. I always want to empower people and give them the edge. But I will never deny the dark side of magic, because that's what I deal with.
See, Art has, and I do to some way, find it very necessary to talk about the dark side. Are we making a mistake doing that? Are we promoting the dark side?
No, what you're doing is leveling the playing field. I was able, through this last 8 years, to put an awful lot of students out there, and they are workers of the light. They are spiritual warriors. And so the playing field is being leveled.
Have you ever been with someone, Evelyn, or witnessed anybody who is good, has that light, but they were attacked by the dark, violently right in front of you or anything like that?
Yeah, myself, as well as several of my students.
What happened? Tell me.
There are organizations out there that certainly want to put a stop to you. And so they will send familiars, they will send animals, and they will also send insects. You can also be attacked in your sleep. That's why you have to learn how to put protection around you, especially if you are working in the light, because you are going to attract those individuals who will want to block and stop you and who will want to drain you of your energy. And so therefore, those practitioners who do know, they don't have to listen to this, but the new ones that are coming up, make sure you always have, let's say, rosemary, rose geranium, as far as essential oils for protection, myrrh, frankincense. Make sure you have five-finger grass, boldolies, as far as an herb is concerned.
Sage, does sage help?
Sage, absolutely. Grow some ivy around you. Okay, there are many different protections that you can use, especially if you're a light worker, and I suggest you do so, because you're going to not only be tested, but you're going to be attacked.
You know what's so funny about that? Because the movies, I always go back to the movies, like Dracula movies, they always had people, you know, wear garlic necklaces and things like that. I guess, in essence, it works the same, doesn't it?
Since the time of man, we know that there are essential oils and herbs and resins and gums, because of their vibration, repel negativity and evil, as well as that which attracts. And so, yes, the things that I have just given out can be used and should be used at all times.
To repel, but like you just said, there's also some out there that attracts this stuff, the bad stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not so sure we should get into that portion. What do you think?
We won't.
No.
But there are those who have the knowledge and are not afraid to use it.
I wonder, we've got tremendous listeners, and I would say most of them are well-intentioned people, but there are some out there right now who are not. I think there are some out there who are evil. I bet that they would love to just run with anything you could say that would help them on the dark side. Let's not do that.
I won't.
They would.
But I will explain the dark side. I will expose it so that those people who are under psychic attack can get help. Why should they remain a victim only because they don't have the knowledge?
I agree with that.
That's what I mean by leveling the playing field. The more we discuss something like this, they have ammunition. They are not always the victim, because who do you go to when you have a psychic attack? What do you do?
There's nobody to go to. You got to do it within yourself, don't you?
Yes.
If you know
but
what you're doing.
You have to learn.
Exactly.
Someone's got to teach it to you.
Well, that's
and
what,
a lot of people don't even believe in it.
That's what you're here for tonight. Dr. Evelyn Paglini, when you come right back at the top of the hour, I trust you will have a pen and paper in hand because she's going to give you that phrase, that beneficial phrase. I'm going to write it down too. What the heck? And when we come back, we'll get more into magic and candle burning. What is that?